This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Top leaders of the erstwhile Nepal Communist Party consider unification among the communists, while still keeping the present ruling coalition intact. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba underlines need for undertaking development endeavours in line with national needs. Government to set up tourism and hotel management academies in all 7 provinces. And Sri Lankan parliamentarians voting for new president today. Now the news in detail. Top leaders of the Communist Party of Nepal have discussed on unification of Communist Parties of Nepal while maintaining present ruling alliance. The leaders informed that during the meeting held at the then Nepal Communist Party Secretariat yesterday, top leaders discussed on how to be presented in upcoming province and federal election. Similarly, CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda made it clear that there was no doubt on continuing present ruling alliance. He also praised Nepali Congress' decision to maintain ruling alliance in the election. Present in the meeting were CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda, Unified Socialist Party Chairman Madhav Kumar Nepal, senior CPN leaders Chalanath Khanal, Bamdeep Gautam and Narayan Kaji Srestha. The Central Secretariat meeting of the CPN Unified Socialist has decided to take initiative for the left alliance while keeping the existing 5-party alliance intact. The meeting of the party held yesterday under the chair of the party chairman, Madhav Kumar Nepal, also decided to intensify party's organization strengthening move. Likewise, the meeting decided to prepare a proposal on the existing economic crisis of the country as well as a document on socialism as per the plan of action passed from the first meeting of the party's central council held on June 27 and 28. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba has underlined the need for undertaking development endeavours in line with the needs of the nation. Addressing a ceremony organised on the occasion of the 16th Engineers' Day by the Nepal Engineers Association in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Deoba stressed to the need for the development of roadways, bridges, irrigation and hydropower projects and information technology to take the country towards prosperity. The Prime Minister said cost-efficient, standard and environment-friendly infrastructure development is the foundation for the country's development. The Prime Minister assured required support from the government for further capacity enhancement of engineers. He also urged engineers to maintain professional values and dignity. The Women and Social Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the National Women Commission to deliver services to violence survivors in a sensitive way. Committee President Neeru Devi Pal said yesterday's meeting of the committee instructed the National Women Commission to focus on the promotion of the overall interests of women and serve them effectively. The committee urged National Women Commission to ensure effective collaboration and take integrated efforts to meet its objectives and goals. National Assembly Chairperson Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha held discussion with chiefs of the public media for covering news related to parliamentary affairs more effectively. During the discussion, National Assembly Chair Ganesh Prasad Timal Sinha said activities of both houses of the parliament should be equally treated by public media. On the occasion, chiefs of the public media, including Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kisi, expressed their views on covering the parliament-related news. The government says it is planning to set up academies for tourism and hotel management in all 7 provinces. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Jeevan Ram Srestha said the educational programs of the Nepal Academy of Tourism and Hotel Management would be expanded to the 7 provinces. Minister Srestha reached Rabi Bhavan Best Office of the Nepal Academy of Tourism and Hotel Management yesterday to take stock of educational programs offered by the academy. He also stressed the need need for producing skilled human resources for the development and expansion of tourism in Nepal. CPN Mavis Center Chairman Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda and former Prime Minister Dr. Baburam Bhattarai held talks yesterday on contemporary political issues. During the meeting held at the Mavis Center's Parliamentary Party office, the two leaders discussed the current political topics. In his brief remarks to journalists following the talks, Chairman Prachanda said, although leader Bhattarai left the Janata Samajwadi Party, he has not exited from the ruling coalition. Dr. Bhattarai, who is preparing to reconstitute a new party, said on the occasion that he was in favour of the coalition. Nepal has confirmed an additional 357 new cases of coronavirus in the past 24 hours. According to the Ministry of Health and Population, the cases were recorded after testing 3,357 samples. Similarly, 62 people recovered from the COVID infection. Currently, the number of active cases stands at 1,982. Qatar Charity has been helping farmers to irrigate their fields through its small-scale irrigation projects. So far, Qatar Charity has supported more than 700 households via its irrigation projects in Banke, Kapilbastu, Rupandehi, Rautahat, Sarlahi and Sunsari districts in coordination with other local organizations. In Banke, it has been helping farmers to irrigate their fields with the help of Banke UNESCO Club, BUC. BUC's monitoring team comprising Chief Patron Parvez Ali Siddiqui, Executive Director Ravi Kumar Tuladhar, Deputy Director Sazid Ali Siddiqui and Treasurer Badesh Jaiswal jointly monitor the deep top well submersibles pumps that are being installed in fields in Khajura Rural Municipality of Banke District. The pumps are being installed in partnership with Qatar Charity Nepal for promoting small-scale irrigation facilities for the poor farmers in the area who are involved in commercial vegetable farming. The work is in progress and 4 out of 6 submersibles are at the final stage of being fully installed. The acting director of the Qatar Charity Office in Nepal, Irshad Ali Sheikh, said Qatar Charity was always committed to helping underprivileged communities to better the standard of life. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Sri Lanka's MPs are set to vote for a new president after its former leader fled the country and quit amid protests over the country's economic crisis. Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe, currently interim leader, has been nominated for the role by the ruling party and is seen as the front runner. But protesters want him to go too after President Gotabaya Rajapaksa resigned. The Prime Minister faces a serious challenge from Dalas Alaparuma, a dissident ruling party MP backed by the main opposition. Whoever is elected by parliament will have a mandate to serve out the rest of Rajapaksa's term, which ended in November 2024. Sri Lanka is effectively bankrupt and facing acute shortages of food, fuel and other basic supplies. The country needs a stable government to continue stalled negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, IMF, for bailout package. Records have tumbled and firefighters faced new blazes as much of Western Europe baked in a grueling heat wave. The UK normally used to milder climates showed temperatures of more than 40 degrees Celsius for the first time. Germany saw its hottest day of the year so far, while Portugal raised its day toll after days of excess heat. Deadly wildfires have swept the continent. The UN's World Meteorological Organization, WMO, warned there was worse to come. Heat waves have become more frequent and more intense and last longer because of human-induced climate change. WMO Chief Petteri Talas said in the future these kinds of heat waves were going to be normal and the world would see even stronger extremes. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at many places of the hilly regions and at some places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at Madhesh province, Bagmati province, Gandaki province, Lumbini province and Far West province. Kathmandu's weather report now, maximum temperature of 30.1 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 20.5 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Top leaders of the erstwhile Nepal Communist Party consider unification among the communists while still keeping the present ruling coalition intact. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deoba underlines need for undertaking development endeavours in line with national needs. Government to set up tourism and hotel management academies in all 7 provinces. And Sri Lankan parliamentarians voting for new president today. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.